Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And yes, sir, welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us. Kind of a shortened show this evening, but we are packing a lot of information in as we do. If you missed any of the interviews this evening, Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football, Brian Smith, who joined us from the Locked On Network, and Coach Brett Hood, the head coach at Cypress Bay, all joining us so far. Missed any of them, go to WQAM.com, top of the page, where it says podcast, and you'll see us, South Florida High School Sports, and obviously A lot of things going on. If you go there, interviews from the past year or so, we have them forever, but you get a chance to catch up. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll have some college coaches, more high school coaches who have an opportunity to tell you a little bit what's going on, especially high school spring. And that's where the Berlin Jesuit Wolverines are right now. New head coach, somebody who knows the area real well, has college experience, well-respected, coming aboard. And all we've heard is some positive things over the last week. Coach Nick Oyerson is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you just got off the field, and I appreciate you making time for us.
No, absolutely, Blue, man. Absolutely, man. I'm so happy. When Coach Stewart told me today that you had reached out to him, I was so excited, because the last time I seen you, I mean, geez, it'd probably been on the road, like in 2021, we were at some game, and I was telling him how me and you always share South Florida stories back and forth, and you know exactly what year, what game, what was on the line for that game, and I've always enjoyed, you know, spending time with you on the road, man, but I'm very excited to be back home in South Florida, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you got the advantage now talking about the Berlin Jesuit team. You know, as I said, you know, Coach Chaney did a great job. He got them into the playoffs, got a, you know, playoff win last year. The team has gotten to a level where they're 5-5, 6-4, which is something different, because this is a program for so many years, and you know, that was always in the district title hunt back in the day when they went to state, you know, had a chance to play Pensacola in the championship. Your objective, obviously, is to bring it back in that direction because, you know, kids, and you know as well as I do, to be at Berlin Jesuit, it's a different kid. I mean, you just can't waltz in whenever you want. They don't take the transfers. You know, ninth grade kids come in, and those are the players that you guys got to work with. But what you have now is not only tradition and a lot of kids and a great academics, but a good future in athletics, where you're building a new facility. The kids, you know, they added lights over the last couple of years. This program has an opportunity to do some special things.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. And that's one thing that was really appealing when the job had opened up. I obviously found out when I was recruiting the school, a couple of the seniors when I was at Maryville College, and then Coach Chaney had let me know that he was going to resign and want to spend a lot more time with his son and where his career is headed. And I definitely understood that. You know, now that I just had my first child, I can definitely understand, you know, putting your child first and wanting to be with them through these big moments in their life. So I'd always told my wife this was, you know, this would be a really great opportunity if it ever opened up. And you know, the second it opened up, I remember having a really deep conversation with her and letting her know, like, this could be a lot of fun to get back home and, you know, do it a certain way. And, yeah, this place has so much tradition, and there's so many great things happening here at Blend Jesuit. Honestly, it's a very exciting time to be around Blend Jesuit. Obviously, with our athletic department, you know, expanding, and with the athletic building, the multimillion-dollar building we're putting up, it's going to be all sports, you know, from top to bottom. You know, and we're going to really give our student-athletes a great experience while they're here. And it's been great. Yeah, you're definitely right. It's a different type of kid, but that's another thing that was appealing to it. I knew that I was coming into a situation where I wouldn't have to worry about reloading and looking for a kid and recruiting a kid and having to go ahead and, like, beg a kid to come play for me when I have kids here from the sixth grade that already want to be here. You know, I think there's something valuable about going to high school. You come in as a freshman, you play JV, right? You're there with the same group of guys through 4 years, and you get to senior year, you look left and right, and it's the same guys, right? I think the sanctity of our game and football itself is kind of wilting away, and the whole team aspect and locker room aspect and, you know, having retention in a program, I think it's kind of going away, and that's what we want to build here and have be the forefront of our program, right? Like, we're going to bring in guys here. You're going to have one of the best experiences in your life playing in our program because we're going to work really hard, and you're going to earn everything that you're given. And it's great. I'm really excited about being here and being at Belen, and there's a whole lot of support. And then being able to pick the brain of Coach Stewart, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, this guy,
yeah.
I've talked to him more than I've talked to anybody since I've gotten the job. I talk to him every day, you know? So it's been fantastic. It's still surreal when I pull into the school. Like, I can't believe I'm the head coach at this place. So it's been awesome, Blue.
And you get a chance to come home, and your family's here. Obviously, your wife wanted to come back into this situation because you guys know everybody. And like I said, the life of a coach is not always easy, especially in a college level. You never know where you're going to be from year to year. You could have somebody have noticed you, and they go to one school, and they're going to bring you with them, and then you have to change environments, and, you know, so on and so on. But at the other end of that spectrum is the experience that you got coaching at the college level and getting an opportunity to come in and run this in that manner. Obviously, the kids aren't going to grasp a lot of the terminologies and a lot of the things that you do. But talk about that, because you come in, you know, with that college, you know, knowledge and how to run practices and how to, you know, and that's the one thing that when people come to your practice, that's the first thing they're going to notice. And they're going to say, wait, you know, this isn't a high school practice. This is a whole different story. No standing around, running everywhere. Talk about that.
You know, I think that was a big reason, you know, so when I was going through the interview process, a big thing for the search committee was, you know, this is an important place, and this program means a whole lot to a lot of people. So they really wanted to get this thing right and get somebody that was going to be here for a very long time and someone that was going to do it right and really lay down the groundwork. And they just needed to be convinced, like, look, like, you're going to be a first-time head coach. Like, why should we trust you with this, you know, this big thing, this thing that means so much to us? You know what I'm saying? So I had to let them know how, you know, all the things I've learned at the college level in terms of being organized and having, you know, being efficient with your time and using all 24 hours in a day and not overworking and not burning yourself out and getting creative. You know, I had a plan for them. Like, look, this is how we're going to get better. This is how we're going to be in the strength room. This is what we're going to do offensively. This is my plan for the special teams. And, you know, they saw how organized I was and kind of the plan I was going to lay out. So they had confidence in me that I would be able to execute this plan. And when I got here, it was, you know, a little bit late in the process in terms of when I got here. So I got here like late in March. So we had about 6 weeks from our first day in helmets, which was last Monday. So I said, all right, we got 6 weeks. We're going to do 6 weeks straight. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're lifting. We're coming in the morning, early 6 in the morning, getting this work done, and just try to get in order and have them understand the intensity of this game because, you know, football is a game that's – it's very intense, but there's a line you can't cross, right? There's an emotional line that you got to keep in check, but that's built in the weight room. You know, that's built in the weight room, and you learn a lot about yourself when you're in a squat rack at 6:15 with some of your best friends, you know, getting after it in the morning.
Yeah.
There's just something about – going out there with your buddies, getting a stretch on, and we're going to put this weight on our back and we're going to get up, you know? So I think that's just getting back to that and getting them to understand it's fun to strain, right? It's fun to come in first. It's fun to compete and be, you know, be an alpha, right? Like we're trying to find the guys in the program. These guys have been great, man. We have a big group of kids that want to work and want to be better. And, you know, we're trying to grow the game, coach, because we're going to have these middle school guys, you know, because we have the 6 through 12 program, and we got to care about them and develop them and get them learning how to block and tackle, because how many kids don't play football until their freshman year of high school? And we have an opportunity to give them this game at the sixth grade level. You know, it's amazing. It's just so many things were appealing about this situation. And I love coaching kids, Blue. I love being around kids. I love impacting them. I had great coaches growing up. And, you know, it's changed my life. So every day I come in, it's not a day of work, man. I love being around these kids, and they've worked really hard. So it's just about right now getting them to love each other so we can strain when, you know, it's time to go on Friday night, you know, when the play matters.
No doubt. Coach Nick Ireson is the new head coach at Belen Jesuit right here in Miami. And, Coach, before I let you go, the one thing that's always paramount at any school or at any program is administration. And you know as well as I do, the administration at Belen is ultra supportive, not only in the classroom, but also on that athletic field for balance. You know that they come to everything. They watch everything. Talk about that and what that means to you, knowing that, you know, the administration isn't just in the office or, and they'll come occasionally, but they're there for every game.
I'll tell you what, you know, working in athletics, you know, when you work in athletics a lot, you work for athletic directors and support staff and assistant athletic directors. And sometimes, you know, people will be in situations where there's like a disconnect, and it's usually because, you know, they hadn't had, the guy that you might be working under might haven't had an experience working in athletics, you know. And most of our, you know, I think all of our administrators were coaches at one point. You know, our principal was our basketball coach for a long time, you know. And I think there's a certain level to that, right? Like understanding what it is to take a kid, coach him up, and that experience you have as a coach, right? You see it from a different lens. So a lot of our administrators have been in a sports environment. So they're sports people. So when you go to a lacrosse game, you go to a water polo match, you know, any type of event that's happening at Belen Jesuit, you're seeing a lot of administrators there present because they're genuinely curious and interested to watch two teams compete, you know? So I think that's been awesome because I have a little cousin. He goes to school here and he's on the lacrosse team. So like I'll go to the middle school lacrosse team, the middle school lacrosse games just to kind of watch and obviously watch my cousin. But then I'm there watching some of the other kids like, hey, like, this kid should be playing tackle for us right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'll kind of see some of the other sports and say, all right, guys, like we got to work together and get some of the best players, you know, playing football, because I think nowadays being specialized in a sport has been a big thing, you know, but we got to get some of the best players playing multiple sports. Like Coach Stewart was telling me not too long ago, the year they made the run to states, Coach, they had 7 basketball players on that run, you know,
crazy.
So, You get those movement skills that translate. And we got a couple crossover kids. We got a couple baseball kids. We got a couple guys that are crossing over that are interested in the program. But it's been great, man. We're just taking any type of competitors and, you know, whoever's here and wants to be here, we're going to coach them up and, you know, give them a good experience, Blue.
Is Barkeen still around? Because he came
with
the school.
Oh, yeah.
So,
awesome.
Hey, I was going to figure. They're going to have to pry him out of there. I mean, he's been there since the original school opened.
they call him a legend around here, okay? When you see him, you got to show him some respect because he's done a lot for this place. And I was not too long ago. The Sports Hall of Fame happened a couple weeks ago. Every single individual had nothing but great things to say about Coach. Like, every single one of them, right? And that just means a lot. That's what makes athletics great. People that are impacting you and that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now, you're still sharing these stories and these moments with them. It's something, I mean, it's the best. It's why we do what we do, Boo, you know?
I agree. Just a quick story. Last year, 2 years ago, during the spring game, we were over there watching a little bit, and all of a sudden, he's on the microphone. And I'm saying, oh, my gosh, look, he does everything. We walk up at halftime, and the guy playing his music was Marco Rubio. So if you have Marco Rubio playing your music and Coach Barkeen on your PA, you've done well. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll try to get out there and see you definitely during the summer as well, where you guys, I know you'll be active. And welcome home.
Blue, thank you so much. Our doors are always welcome to you. Whenever you want to come by, you come hang out. And then once this building gets finished up, I'll give you a tour so you can check it out, all right?
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
All right, Coach. Talk to you.
Good stuff. Coach Nick Ireson, the new head coach at Miami Belen Jesuit. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And when tonight, great hockey game. We want you to check out in a few minutes. The pregame at 8 o'clock will be game one, round two. We thank you for checking us out this week. Don't forget, next week we'll be right back with you. Thank you, Danny. And stick around for the pregame of the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.